You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's the final SME of the month, and I'm joined in studio this time around by our small business founder, the founder of a company called Zaka Technologies, Teboho Twala, joins me in studio to take a look at his business, understand it a little bit better, and see if we can help the business grow. Good evening, Teboho. Thanks so much for taking the time to come through to studio. Tell me about Zaka. It's certainly an interesting business. Tell me about the name and the idea. Tell me where it started.
Yes, good evening, and good evening to your listeners, and good evening to you. I love this show. I listen to your show. And yes, your business started, it was actually inspired in my Master's in Entrepreneurship and New Venture Creation class at Wits Business School. But the idea has always been there, but it's been something that I've always been curious about. Because, I mean, growing up, I had seen how my grandmother used to sell and how people used to take goods from her on deferred payments. And, of course, entering the payment space, it was a case of we can provide the normal payment solution, but over and above, what else can we do? And we wanted to solve this problem of small businesses losing, if you aggregate billions of rands every year because of deferred payments, and deferred payments they can't recover. And that's because of lack of that agreement between the small businesses and the person who takes goods or services on deferred payments. And if you look in the buy now, pay later ecosystem, it's predominantly on the e-commerce businesses. Mm. And there's lots of small businesses that are not on e-commerce.
Yes.
They are on bricks and mortar, in the streets by the corners and that sort of stuff. So we thought, what about those? And because those are really predominantly neglected and in unbanked markets. And we thought that if we were to address this problem, we are helping them achieve two things. One, economical inclusivity, as well as financial inclusivity.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm thinking, as we're saying this, and you and I spoke about this a little bit before we went on air, around mechanic in the township who services vehicles on a regular basis, doesn't have the formal infrastructure of an e-commerce platform to manage all of this stuff. So tell me about the Zaka solution. How is that solution different to another payment platform or another payment service that exists in the market?
Yeah, so Zaka payment solution can do everything that all the other payment solutions in form of a card device can do.
Mm-hmm.
But over and above that, it gives typical example of a mechanic. If I went to a mechanic and I can pay with my card 1,000 rand, mm-hmm, because mechanic charged me 3,000 rand. I want to defer the 2,000 rand. So the 2,000 rand I want to defer, unlike before, mechanic has now an option on the Zaka machine to be able to capture your information. One, your ID number, which is verified through Home Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
It will reject it if it's not the correct ID number. Banking details, where they can be able to then debit the 2,000 rand, perhaps over a period of 4 months,
mm,
500 each month. It will then verify the banking details you provide. If it's not the right one, it will also reject it because it's connected to all the banks.
Mm.
And then it will send a debit check to you, which then therefore means you can't dispute that debit order.
Mm.
So then the mechanic, in that way, the mechanic is then somehow provided with a bit of security that they never had before. Because,
mm,
previously, it would be a case of they take your number, put it on a piece of paper somewhere or a notebook. If that notebook gets lost, it's lost. And also, they just only sometimes just have your number on their cell phone and they call you and you don't pick up.
Answer, yeah.
You don't answer, or you block their numbers. And sometimes they even call and spend so much money. If they know where you live, like how people live in the township, they will have to drive there, come back. Sometimes you'd find the money they spent trying to recover the money, this deferred payment, is far more than what that deferred payment is. So it's even costlier for them to recover that money. So we've made this life easy to say no. Sometimes, wittingly or unwittingly, customers are not able to pay.
Mm.
And we can state many examples why people don't pay. Because sometimes they say they will have the money by end of the month. Come end of the month, something more urgent comes up. And they feel like, okay, I will see the mechanic at some other time.
So what happens in that case, Deboho, if I've got a debit check on the Zakar platform,
yes,
as the mechanic, and I'm expecting to receive this, can the client who's entered into this agreement suddenly up and cancel it and phone their bank and say, don't pay this, don't honor this agreement?
No, they can't. If they do that, which is something that, remember, the small business never had before.
Mm.
If they do that, upon entering all this information through the Zakar payment system, it then sends, that means agreed and signed agreements to both of you on your emails.
Mm.
It means the small business has a recourse, unlike before, because they have a contract that clearly stipulates and records from a credible solution provider like Zakar to say that this person only paid two of the debit orders and they have not paid the other two. That means then the small business can then take a legal action or hand over that account to small claims courts or recoveries and that sort of stuff. Also, what we've put as an agreement is at some point, we as Zakar can aggregate all these merchants, even though the monies are small. But if you aggregate them, they add into billions of rents.
That's how the township economy was built.
Exactly. And now, if you can aggregate that and you can sell to maybe small debt collectors or something, at least the merchant can leverage or get some form of money instead of getting nothing at all. You know, so that's where we are saying we can leverage. This is where the solution sets everything apart.
So how do service providers looking for the Zakar platform get hold of it? What are the costs of the devices? I see you brought in two devices into studio.
Yes.
I'm guessing they have slightly different
They're like practically
features
the same.
Okay, so take me through the devices and take me through the capabilities.
So the capabilities of the device, some of the devices, even the devices, you are able to, for instance, if you, I'm sure you know, if you now go to your banks and you want to buy a car, when you sign your agreement, you sign it off-site. Practically, you're not in the bank. So they even ask you to hold your ID and your photo.
Verification.
Take your verifications.
Yes.
So this device can do all those things as well. And all those documents can be uploaded. And then they form part of that contract. And then the small businesses can find us. We are available in all social media platforms. We're at Zakar, Z-A-K-H-A-A. All social media platforms. And they can also like easily reach us or at our offices. Our number there, let me just quickly get the number, is 072-655-0132. 072-655-0132. So I just want to add something, if you'd allow me. You see, when we designed this, we didn't only design this for retail. I want to show you something about how big the property market is in perhaps in the township. So practically every second house has two rooms or three rooms at the back.
Absolutely.
And most of those people are renting. And them renting those rooms, they're paying like 2,000 rents a month. And we realize that most of the people in the township actually live off this money. And but this money is not actually recognized in the normal financial by financial institutions, because it's not going in there. Now, what it's not going into their bank accounts. So what we've designed Zakar is, we've designed something that, that still falls under Zakar FlexiPay, but it's called Rentcore. So what it does is, as an owner of three, four rooms at the back of your house in township, we onboard you as a merchant, like the way we onboard the merchant
service
who sells
provider.
Service provider. We onboard you. Then, once we've onboarded you, you can do this on your cell phone. You can onboard all your tenants, all their documents, everything, including the bank accounts. Then we can debit them on your behalf. And that money goes straight into your bank account. They don't have to take taxes to go withdraw cash and come back and pay you. Because what happens is, if you get that money as cash, you start sending your child to go pay society somewhere, to go buy bread, to go this and that, that money never makes it to the bank account. Now, that on its own is problematic in the sense that when you finally have to go to the bank and you want to take a loan, the bank sees some cash of 1,000, 2,000 coming into your account. They're not sure where it comes from. So therefore, they cannot base your scoring on that cash. But if it comes from a credit solution provider like Zakar and they see it every month as part of your rental collections, that money can then be used as part of your income. So practically your revenue. Mm. And therefore, you can qualify for many other products, banking products like loans, maybe student loans because you want to take kids to school. Mm. You can also buy cars or even extend, get a loan to extend. Maybe you want to build more rooms so you can get more income from the rooms. Mm. So practically by that, we are achieving two things, transforming the township economy in terms of property township economy, which is worth billions of rents. Mm. I mean, we did a model at just 15,000 land lots. That's like Soweto, practically very small portion of Soweto, with four rooms each paying 2,000 rent. You can process over 1.2 billion rents of payments per month. At the current moment, these payments are processed mainly through e-wallets and cash, mainly cash. Mm. You know, so now we're saying we can alleviate that and help our people to qualify for more financial products. And so practically what you're achieving is two things, economic inclusivity, by virtue of taking the township property market and having it economically included. Mm. Now, secondly, it's financial inclusivity because all of a sudden this person who never qualified for a loan, who never qualified for any financial products, can now qualify because the bank can score them properly. Mm. And they can achieve much more when they qualify because then they have now a borrowing power. And, you know, with borrowing power, you know what we can do with borrowing power. If you use credit properly, you can reach your next level. Mm.
Yes. So how much does the solution cost? How much does the device cost? How much fees do you charge? So that if I am a service provider looking at Zakhaya as a potential solution, how much is it going to cost me for my business?
It's costing at the moment 2.5%. We are running specials where we are giving devices for free at the moment.
Okay.
Yes, until further notice.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
So the devices are costing people nothing at the moment. Mm. Yeah, but we're only charging transaction fees of like 2.5%.
This is a very interesting solution, especially when we think about banking the unbanked and modernizing things like the township economy. I think I like, in particular, the mechanics behind ensuring that small businesses can be helped by this solution. We're going to have to leave the conversation there because we have run out of time, folks, but you can reach out to the Zakhaya team. As Taboho mentioned, it is Z-A-K-H-A-A. That is the official name, Zakhaya Official, on Instagram and other social platforms. Reach out to them. Get a hold of your device if you're a small business. Don't worry. We have run through some of the ups and downs around the regulation side of it. They will gladly to have that discussion with you. You know me, if anyone is going to be promoting these sorts of businesses, we will aim to promote businesses that are properly run. There's a proper team behind this. There's a proper infrastructure behind it. Give them a shout and see if they can help solve your business's needs. That is Zakhaya Technologies. And I was joined in studio rather by the founder of the business, Taboho Twala. Thanks, Taboho, for coming through.
Thank you. We wish
your business all the best of luck. And I might even get one of those devices and see if it works out.
No, please tell me.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.